Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're tackling something pretty important, I think. How do we actually, you know, trust AI?
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's dealing with really complex stuff like 3D data.
Exactly. Like the point clouds from self-driving cars or maybe drones mapping forests. It's everywhere.
Right. And we've got this research paper that really digs into this.
Yeah. And it's surprisingly relevant. Maybe more than you'd think, especially if you're in a smart city context or even things like agriculture.
Well, the starting point is just how complex this 3D data is,
usually
from LiDAR, right?
Right.
And you're not looking at a simple picture. It's millions, sometimes billions, of individual points in 3D space.
Trying to make sense of that. I mean, that's the AI's job here. Is that a building? Is that person?
And figuring out how it decides. That's the challenge. It's often a bit of a black box.
Totally. So this paper dives into explainable AI. XAI, they call it, making that black box more, well, transparent.
And their core idea uses something called counterfactual reasoning.
Which sounds fancy, but the idea is pretty intuitive, actually.
It really is. It's basically asking, what's the smallest change I could make to this 3D data?
That would make the AI change its interpretation, like flip its decision.
Exactly. These sort of what-if scenarios.
Yeah.
What was the key thing the AI latched onto?
And connecting that back, why should you, listening, care?
Well, think about it. AI is getting embedded deeper and deeper into systems that affect us. Smart city infrastructure, managing land.
You need to know you can rely on its judgments.
Precisely. And this kind of research offers a pathway to building that confidence, that trust.
So the paper introduces this this framework. It's quite clever. It combines expert knowledge, what we already know about the world, with this what-if or counterfactual approach.
Right. They're not just generating random what-ifs. They want useful ones.
Yeah. They developed a system to generate these counterfactuals in a smart way, focusing on changes that are, well, plausible.
Realistic, yeah. And lead to a genuine shift in the AI's prediction.
But without totally changing the original scene, right, it has to still look similar.
Exactly. And that leads to the really interesting part, the criteria they optimized for.
Okay, what were they?
Three main things. First, similarity. Like you said, the counterfactual, the what-if scene should still look a lot like the original.
Makes sense.
Second, validity. The change has to actually make the AI flip its label. You know, from car to not car or whatever.
Right. It has to be a meaningful change in interpretation.
And third, sparsity. This one's key for understanding.
Sparsity. Meaning?
Meaning the explanation should involve the fewest possible changes. Don't change a million points if changing just 10 explains the difference. Keep it simple.
Ah, I see. So it isolates the most crucial factors, makes the explanation easier to grasp.
Exactly. Minimal, valid, similar explanation.
Okay. So theory is one thing. Did they test it?
They did. They used real-world LiDAR data sets. One was the Dayton-annotated LiDAR Earth scan.
Okay.
And another was from a 3D challenge using data from Vaihingen in Germany. So proper, complex, real data.
And what came out of it? Did the framework work?
Yeah, it proved pretty effective at generating these kinds of understandable explanations for the AI's classifications.
But you mentioned something surprising earlier.
Ah, yes. This was maybe the biggest takeaway, the real insight. They looked at what types of changes were most effective in making the AI change its mind.
Okay.
And they found that changes to the geometry, the actual XYZ coordinates, the spatial arrangement of the points.
The shape of things.
Basically, yes. Changes to the geometry were often far more influential than changes to other features, like the color of the points or their intensity values from the LiDAR.
Wow, okay. That is interesting. That's a genuine aha moment. Wait,
you might think subtle color shifts or intensity differences would be a big deal for the AI.
But it's more about the fundamental structure, the positioning in space.
It seems that way, at least in these tests. The spatial layout often trumped other features.
So that really brings us to a key question, maybe for you listening. As we rely more and more on AI for interpreting this really complex 3D world, how does knowing this, that geometry might be the crucial factor, how might that change how much we trust these systems?
Yeah. How does it impact our reliance on them, knowing what they seem to prioritize? It's something to think about.
Definitely. Because understanding what drives the AI's interpretation, even just partially, is a big step. It moves us away from the black box idea.
Gives us a handle, a way to evaluate.
Towards building AI that's not just powerful, but also reliable and crucially understandable.
And by aiming for those similar, valid, and sparse explanations, this research makes those insights potentially accessible even if you aren't deep into AI yourself.
Absolutely. making the invisible workings a bit more visible.
Well put.
And I think that's a good place to wrap up this deep dive.
Food for thought, definitely.
Thanks for tuning in.